Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Feedback, 7 minutes after 8 on the Friday version of the program. This is where you get to be the official producer of the program, if you like. Open phone Friday, 715-845-2155. If there's something that we have not covered appropriately, according to you, call, take the reins of the program, and let us sit back, put our feet up, enjoy a second cup of coffee, and let you do the show. 715-845-2155. Tom, you recently moved into the 21st century with an iPhone, correct?
I do have an iPhone, yes. Mm-hmm.
What version? It's like the 1.3.
No, it's an iPhone 4S. I didn't buy the 5.
Why not?
Because I don't need all the bells and whistles.
You would use it.
I don't use the iPhone to its full capability. I'm the first to admit that.
You would use it.
All right, what does a 5 do that a 4S doesn't?
5S.
That I would need.
Okay, 5S, you can do panoramic photography with your camera, which is very nice.
I take very few pictures.
You have the biometric security system where you just place your thumb or finger or whatever body part you've programmed to unlock your phone. It's very, very nice.
My phone's not locked.
Do you have Siri?
I have Siri.
All right. Do you have a relationship going on with Siri? You doing
like
a good?
The movie Her, that's for sure. This movie that's coming out this week. Did you talk about that at all?
Nah, it's not going to hit us, I don't think.
It'll come here eventually.
Eventually. The one I want to see is Lone Survivor.
Yeah.
This is one that I'm going to make it a point this weekend to go see that movie. I've also, I don't want to be premature, but I've got an in with the actual SEAL. I've got Marcus Luttrell. I'm in the process of contacting him and seeing if he'll come on the program. To which he'll be like, are you kidding me? I'm a SEAL. I'm not coming on your ridiculous program. I have a reputation to keep up here, buddy.
Well, he was on Fox News this morning, so I guess he doesn't care much about it. Well, never mind.
Nice shot. Well played, my friend. Ignorant statement, but well played. The reason I bring up and I asked Tom about his iPhone is, of course, the Consumer Electronics Show was just done.
I think we need to, at some point, convince management to let us do our show live for a week at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
Son, I will second that at least a couple days, at least like a Thursday, Friday.
Yes.
I completely agree. But I'll tell you this much. Consumer Electronics Show and Las Vegas?
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to make it on the air.
It will be tough. It will be tough.
No, it won't happen. It'd be like, where's Seth? I have no idea. Last time I saw him.
Last time I saw him, he was drinking shots of tequila at Toby Keith. I love this bar.
with some kind of android, yeah. Some kind of freaky robot thing, and I don't know what the heck has happened. Interesting subject or interesting information has come out from the Consumer Electronics Show that we'll talk about. And I have to admit, the reason we're going to talk is I found that I'm guilty of this, and I don't know whether I'm going to try and quit or if I'm going to embrace it. Well, first, let's go to the phones. Jeff, thanks for calling. Open Phone Friday. What's on your mind?
Okay, well, since you guys haven't actually got off to an official topic yet, I'm going to ask a question. I hope you'll answer it. But this just, seeing that it's a Friday and there's nothing else going on, in your commercial rotation, you guys seem to play an awful lot of government service announcements. I mean, commercials that end with some kind of a website, .gov, you know.
Public service announcements.
Yeah.
Public service announcements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, I listen to a lot of different radio stations in the area, and my wife does too, and we both comment, you guys seem to have the most of those announcements on your station far more than others, and some of them are just unbelievably annoying or just plain stupid.
All right, Jeff, come closer to the radio for a second because I'm going to tell you something that I don't want anybody else to hear, okay? Come close to the radio. In my program, I go through in the morning and I delete as many of those as I possibly can. I go through the commercial rotation when I get here at 3:30 in the morning, and one of the very first things I do is go through the commercial log and see, oh, look, PSA, delete, PSA, delete, PSA, delete, as many as I possibly can. Occasionally, I'm going to pull the curtain back of Oz. Occasionally, I need some of those 30-second spots to correct timing issues. We have to be very precise when we go to network and when we have hard breaks,
etc. That's a nice way of saying filler.
Filler. That's exactly, well, yeah, exactly right. And so occasionally I let them on this program as a filler because I need a timing issue, but I can't stand them either. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I cannot stand them either. Most of them are so liberally slanted, they make me want to vomit.
And that's one of the reasons why I called, because, you know, you guys, I love Tom. I mean, he does a great job on the show, too, and obviously he's the more liberal-minded person.
Can you give me examples of liberally slanted public service announcements?
Well, some of these things that are I'm not saying that they jump right out and say, say bad things about Republicans or conservatives or something like that. But so many of them are, you know, like the drunk driving ones all the time, the one where the girls in the operating room and her boyfriend standing there. And I mean, it's like, yes, we all understand. We know this, you know. I mean, you don't have to keep cramming this stuff down our throats.
Obviously,
you know,
we don't know it because people still keep getting arrested and still keep dying, getting drunk and getting behind the wheel.
Well, there's a lot of other stupid things that happen in this country, too.
Like liberalism.
Like the wars that we get involved in that never end.
Well, I can't argue with there. But, yeah, that's thank you for calling and asking a really good question.
Is eating less fat a liberal or conservative viewpoint?
You know what? It's not the government's job to tell me whether I should or shouldn't eat it. The government should stay the hell out of my kitchen and let me eat what I want to eat.
And if I could just ask one more thing quickly, and I'll let you guys go, then you can comment on this.
No?
Some of your regular commercials that are like two years old already, could we update some of those? Like the Oregon dentist that's been burying his World War II dad for the last 2 years. Could we maybe get a new commercial going there, you know?
I will pass your request on to our sales department right away.
They're probably hearing it right now downstairs. They've got the show on downstairs.
Do you hear the defibrillators?
Yeah.
I hear the defibrillators going. I hear it right now. I'm coming. I'm coming, Esther. Thank you very much for calling in. All right, so now that we have...
You turned it over to them. It's your fault.
All right, let's see. In the first 10 minutes of the program, ticked off advertisers and our sales department.
Uh-huh.
So we can put on the best show possible, but they ain't nobody going
to... You turned it over to the listeners.
Yes. You know what? And I think we've done a good job. I'd like to leave it with the listeners and allow... You know what? Do you have a... Okay, I'm going to do something really dangerous.
If you have something on the station that
you
don't
have
like,
a grievance.
Give us a call today, huh?
Do you have a grievance about the program? Or now, listen.
This is our late Festivus celebration.
Yes,
it's airing
of the grievance.
Grievances.
Listen, if you have a grievance, now do me a favor. If you have a grievance about the show, fine, call. But if it's about the station as a whole, there's really not much I can do about that. But you have a grievance about the morning show program?
And if you're going to yell at me, just save it, because I know that you're...
No. Call and get your friends to call and yell at him. This man needs a reality check. So if you have a grievance, 715-845-2155. In the meantime, let's hear from our friend, Mr. Sean Hannity.
Breaking news, severe weather. Hear it on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback, 715-845-2155. Today has been turned over to you, the listener. You are now the producer of the program. It is the airing of the grievance a little late. You have a problem with the show. Today is your day. All right, so you said we had a caller that called in during the break and wants me to ask Siri what?
You're supposed to ask Siri what July 27th, 2014 is. I've got the answer for you already about why it comes up that way.
Why is July 27th? What is? Okay, let me do this. Siri, what is July 27th, 2014?
It's Sunday, July 27th, 2014, opening gates of Hades.
Opening gates of Hades?
It's part of Ramadan.
Oh, good.
Ramadan begins the next day.
You godless infidel.
Apparently, on the day before Ramadan begin,
yeah,
the gates of Hades open. on the day that Ramadan ends, the gates of Hades close.
Oh, so Ramadan is where we allow hell to break loose. That's awesome.
I don't think that's what it means.
Huh?
I don't think that's what it
All
means.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Tony, are you still there?
I sure am.
All right, Tony, it's your chance to take over the program. You are now the official producer of Feedback. What are we talking about?
First of all, I like your guys' show.
Thank you.
I listen to it from sunup to the thing that ticks me off is when Mark Levin's on a roll, I listen to 2 hours of Badger pregame. And Levin, to me, Levin is the best, one of the best you got on that whole network. Number
well,
one,
other than me, of course, right?
No, you couldn't even make a pimple on his
He whines too much. He whines all the time.
Yeah. Then the other issue I got is I don't know what your time frame for a senior is that makes you talk like all seniors are real feeble.
That would be Seth.
What?
And I think that's kind of an insult. And I'm Italian too, from Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, you don't.
You're
have
not
going to
have me whacked.
You don't have to talk fake Italian.
You're not going to have me whacked, are you?
No. Whack? No, we clip them. We don't whack them.
Ah, that's true. Okay.
Yeah. Whack them is New Jersey, clip them is Chicago?
Yeah, we got the output in Chicago, you got the mob in New Jersey.
All right.
You got to know your words. You got to know the meanings. All right, so you don't... Oh, okay.
See, he doesn't like your old person accent. Yeah, he doesn't like your fake Italian accent, which sometimes sounds...
Huh?
Sometimes sounds Chinese.
Well, there's a... No, it doesn't sound Chinese. There is a real easy solution to that, and thank you. That's Tony. That's exactly what I'm looking for. You got a problem with the show, you call in, and I've got a real good solution for you. Tony, get over it. If you don't like it that I make fun of or I do an old man voice, change the channel. Go listen to somebody else.
I would imagine that's going to be your answer for all of these.
If you don't like that I do an Italian accent every once in a while, change the channel. Go listen to somebody else. NPR. I don't think they ever do anything like that on NPR. As far as your statement that I can't hold a candle to Levin, you know what? You're right. That guy is awesome. I like Levin. I like Hannity. I like Limbaugh. I like Glenn Beck. They're all excellent, excellent broadcasters. And my goal is to improve my skill every day that I come in and one day hope to be able to stand in the same room with those gentlemen. So, Tony, you're right. All right, so what were we doing? Oh, right, the Consumer Electronics Show. Again, this is the airing of the grievance program. Call in and tell us what you like, what you don't like. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Bruce.
Oh, hey, Bruce, we haven't talked to you in a while. What's up?
Yeah, listen, Seth, I have a real complaint with you and Tom. Okay. You're not on long enough. No, you do.
Bruce, your check's in the mail.
You do a super job on these subjects. You know, and I listen to different things that you've done and Tom has done.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I'd like to have you go over sometime, you know,
Cliff?
You've done a lot of things that are a little risky and a little chancy, and so have I. I like sort of living on the edge of doing a lot of things and not being guaranteed that you're coming back.
Yeah.
And what I want to know is what are these people in the government afraid of as far as the American people? Where we have to be surveilled with phone calls, with drones. You know, I was out to Montana, and
Bruce,
they got...
Bruce, have you read any of the internet message boards and look at some of the views and some of the comments and some of the personalities that are out there in America? You might then realize why we can be worried sometimes about what's going on.
Tom, I'll tell you, there, over 500 people a year get killed from bee stings. I don't know how many people die skin diving. I've had 4 of my friends killed on motorcycles in the last 10 years. And I'm not afraid of any of this stuff. And these people that are running this country, I think, are totally paranoid. And,
well,
you know, and another thing, you signed the program off, Seth. We're going to turn this program over to professionals now. I wish you wouldn't say that.
Why?
Because you guys do a better job than the professionals do.
Well, I appreciate your opinion. I'm going to disagree with you on that. There are many, many, many people who do a much better job than Tom does. And I had to do that. It was an open. No, there's many people doing a much better job.
Our ratings are better than Hannity. Our ratings are better than Limbaugh. Our ratings are better than Levin. So, you know, come on.
I don't know. We're not better than Levin, are we?
No.
Are we?
Yes.
Yeah, we actually are, aren't we?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I'm trying to be humble. Shut your pie hole for a second. Yeah, we did, for the last two books, we did outpace Limbaugh. We outpaced Hannity by a lot. But that's because they
whine too much.
No, it's because they're in a bad time slot. That's what we're going to go with. All right, so let me just real quickly touch on what we were doing with the Consumer Electronics Show. They came out and made a mention that at the CES, Consumer Electronics Show, that nearly half of Americans, while we are watching television, are also paying attention to our smartphones or iPads or other tablet devices. This is while we're watching television. So while we're being distracted, we have to be distracted from the distraction.
Yeah.
Now, I caught myself watching TV, watching a football game over the weekend. While the game was on and my team was on the offense, I'm paying attention. While the other team is on offense, I found myself looking through my phone, and especially when the commercials came on.
Well, there's enough dead time in a football game. You know, I go on Twitter a lot during football games just to see what some of the mindless chatter that's going on.
And I was stunned. It's like, what am I doing? Why can't I just relax
that's
and watch?
That's what my wife says too. Put that stupid phone down.
Yeah, and what's amazing though, I thought it was a small number of us that are doing this. No. Half of Americans are doing this.
Could you go a day without your phone?
Yes.
I could too.
There
are people that couldn't.
I could. It would be uncomfortable and it would take effort. But yes, I could. All right, let's go back to the phones real quick.
It's Lentry, and
Lentry.
I asked him he had to spell it for me, and I said, okay. You probably have to do that a lot. He goes, yeah, it's not a common name.
Interesting name. Lentry, thanks for calling in. I don't think we've talked to you before, have we?
Yeah, you guys have.
Okay.
I just want to say you guys do a good job on your show.
Thank you.
When I get out of radio range there, I try to tune into my app, whatever, and listen to you guys.
Right.
And it'll be a billion commercials, Seth. You know, you guys, your show will come back on, and you guys will be talking about blah, blah, blah. The commercials will still be going on and on and on and on. And then you guys will cut the commercial, and your commercials will still be going on the app.
There is, so, you know what? Thank you for bringing that up, because that is an equipment issue. Thank you very much, Lynchy, for bringing that up, because it's not supposed to. When we come back in live, it's supposed to queue up live on our app. And to be perfectly honest with you, if you don't tell me, I don't know. Something. Thank you very much. I'll bring that up with our engineers. We'll see, because there's some kind of a signal trigger that happens, and we'll see if we can fix that as well. Look at the progress we're making today. This is amazing. We should probably do this once in a while. You know what we ought to have? One day we'll do it, call and complain about Tom, then call and complain about me.
That's like every day.
And then, that's true. I get stopped on the street.
You know, I get people on the street that agree with me. I say, well, why don't you call up once in a while and help
There's
me
There's nobody that agrees with you.
You would be amazed.
There's nobody that – well, what, like at the mental hospital?
Oh, yeah.
People that are walking around drooling into a cup or something that maybe have had some kind of like half their brain blown off in some kind of freak firework accident? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Why are you there? Why are you bothering these people? They need rest. They don't need you coming in and giving them all kinds of hassles. All right, so there it is. After all that, we actually got through what I wanted to get through. I do have a serious subject that I would like to bring up, if you will allow me to do it. And by you, I mean you listening to the program right now. This is Open Phone Friday. You got something on your mind, you air it out. Let's do this. But if you don't, if you would give me just a couple minutes, there's an old book, pre-World War II publication, that is gaining an awful lot of new popularity. As a matter of fact, it is outpacing some of the books, one of them being the book that's out by Mark Levin and Dr. What's his name?
Dr. Phil?
No, a real doctor. You know, somebody with some respect.
Dr. Oz?
Okay. Okay, shut up.
Dr. Oz is a real doctor. Don't give me any crap about Dr.
Dr. Oz is not a real doctor. He's, I don't know what the heck he is.
Dr. Sanjay Gupta?
No, a real doctor.
He's a real doctor.
Dr. Ben
surgeon.
Carson. He's got a book out called America the Beautiful. It's currently at number 7. Mark Levin's The Liberty Amendments is currently at number 8. Kevin Freeman's book, Game Plan, is at number 13, et cetera, et cetera. Things That Matter, Mark Halperin's and John Hellman's Double Down. All of these books are behind the sales of this very, very old book. And there's
Winnie the Pooh? See Dick Run?
Well, you could use part of that text for what this book is. No, it's a book in a foreign language.
I know exactly originally. What you're talking about.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We're going to talk about why is this book experiencing a resurgence in popularity when we get back. We have ways of making you read the book.
Breaking news, the latest weather, around the clock on WSAU.